The World Health Organization warns there could be a resurgence of malaria in countries where much progress had been made over the past decade. The WHO has released its annual World Malaria Report, which warns of funding and resource shortfalls. The WHO's Richard Sadulskis says the past decade had seen a concerted effort by endemic countries, donors, and others to strengthen malaria control around the world. He says many lives were saved.
Tremendous progress in that we estimate there have been 1.1 million deaths averted from malaria. Those 1.1 million deaths, the majority of them, have been averted in the 10 highest burden countries in Africa. The other progress we've seen is 50 countries out of 99 with ongoing transmission are on track to meet international targets of reducing malaria incidence by 75% by 2015.
However, those 50 countries represent only 3%, or 7 million people, of the malaria cases that were estimated to have occurred in 2000. The WHO says the 2000 estimate is the benchmark against which progress is measured. There had also been a large increase in the availability of rapid diagnostic tests and in artemisinin combination therapy. Sadulskis is the WHO's coordinator for strategy, economics, and elimination in the Global Malaria Program.
One of the concerns is the amount of money available for malaria control seems to be plateauing. In previous years, we've seen it rise to a large extent year on year. In 2011, however, the amount of money for malaria control was actually less than in 2010 and amounted to $2.3 billion. That's a lot of money, but it's well short of the $5.1 billion that are needed to ensure that everybody has access to malaria interventions.
There are other concerns. The number of long-lasting insecticide-treated bed nets delivered to endemic countries has dropped from a high of 145 million in 2010 to 66 million in 2012. What's more, the World Malaria Report says the expansion of indoor residual spraying programs has leveled off, remaining at 11% of the population at risk.
If we don't scale up control operations in 2013, it is likely that we'll have major resurgences of malaria in sub-Saharan Africa.
The WHO report says the malaria burden is concentrated in 14 endemic countries that account for 80% of malaria deaths. Most are in sub-Saharan Africa. Nigeria and the Democratic Republic of Congo are the hardest hit in that region, while India is the most affected in Southeast Asia. It's estimated there are 219 million malaria cases worldwide. About 660,000 people die every year from the disease.
Each one of those cases and each one of those deaths is preventable.
Sadulskis says the leveling off of funding is due in part to the global recession. But he also says most of the countries where malaria is endemic are poor. And while they've been increasing spending on control and treatment programs, their resources are limited. The WHO report calls for strengthening malaria surveillance programs and ensuring affected countries have all the medicine and bed nets they need. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.